This is Amy Linden. I started this podcast for you because I am here to help empower you because you are enough. I am here to help you get to the next level in your career. And most of the times, it has everything to do with what you think about yourself. I am a booking coach, celebrity booking coach, 54 plus network series regulars, an Emmy winner, an Imogen winner, and thousands of people working around the globe, all because of this technique that I created. I really want to help you. So I do believe that if you keep listening, you might pick up some gem that I am dropping down, and it will change the course of your entire career. If you get to a place where you stay in the place of where your character is coming from in your world that you're creating, nothing's going to bother you. So every time you fall out from your script, you didn't plug up the holes. So if you don't understand something in a script, don't toss it off to, it's just one line. It's no big deal. I sort of understand it. That one line could be the point to the whole script, and it usually is. The one line you keep tripping on, the one line you can't remember, is usually the key line. I don't know why that is, it just is. It's usually the point to the whole scene. So if you can structurally understand it, then you can play it. But if you can't understand it, your journey is going to be longer. Most of your time needs to be spent understanding it and then relating to it. Those two things, understanding it and then relating to it. But you guys, you're running it. You're running it. You're running it. The more you run it, the less it's inside of you. The great, great actors, the ones that you want to be, I know you want to be, have a great marination process. Where you go, oh my God, they're fully the character. I believe every actor can play every character if you allow yourself to do it. I really do believe that. I mean, whether an industry is gonna buy you as it, that's a completely different thing, but I do believe you could play every character. The great actors do. And the way they do that is that they understand it and they relate it back to them. But the character has to come first. And the more that you can put the character first and what's the journey that this person is going on, then you could say to yourself, I could understand that journey. I could understand that journey. And then if it's connected, there it is. Then you're the person. It really is that simple. Everybody else makes it really complicated. So the marination process, just really sitting and sectioning out your script. Beginning, middle, end. Section it out. Sit with the beginning by itself until it really bleeds into you. If you keep running it and running it and running it and running it, you're going to flatten out everything that you worked on. You want to have great transitions, strong feelings, connected feelings. That's what you want. So you work the beginning by itself, you marinated on it, and you see all the changes. All the transition is change in thought, change in emotion, shift in energy. That's all it is. And mark them. Your script should be so marked up. If you ever saw a Denzel Washington script, he has like no white on the script at all. He's like writing and writing and writing and writing and writing. Don't write to do homework. Write when things hit you and you go, you don't want to forget the button it's pushing. Because sometimes it comes in and goes out really quickly. The worst thing that could happen to you is if you get a real big emotional reaction to an emotional script when you first read it. Because then you think, oh, this is going to be easy. That's a superficial reaction. It's you, the human reacting. It's like being a writer, writing something and thinking that you're going to be able to act it. It's not in there. It's not in there. So it's real logical, guys. If you feel like you're falling out of a scene, it's because you were never really in there to begin with. So how could you fall out of a scene that you were never really fully invested in? That's why you fell out. It trained you to be juicy, 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 juicy actors. And that comes from you knowing yourself. Knowing where your vehicle is and where it lives inside of you. Where is grief? An actor is a walking, talking, emotional vehicle for the writer. You are a conduit. You are a channel. You find out what the writer needs, and then you funnel it through you. And since there's only one you, stop worrying about standing out. There's only one you. You already stood out just when you were born, you stood out. So don't worry about it. Worry about swinging through. Worry about showing up. Worry about being so strong, so powerful. People only want to be in business with powerful people. If you play the weakest character, I want you to be the strongest, most powerful, weakest character. And if you're playing a power character, don't move. Power people don't move. I'm obsessed with Apple TV. I just can't believe I haven't. I didn't watch it from the beginning when they first came out. I don't know if they call themselves a network or a streaming service, but their taste and product is so far superior. I've been watching Joel Kinnaman in his first season of All Mankind. The beauty of people not moving, you know, all of their pain. You can feel it in their face and the way they speak. You don't need to move to explain that. If you want to do television acting, and I'm not talking about quirky characters or playing a drug dealer or somebody that's like a heroin addict. I'm talking about just regular TV. Just watch them. They don't move. And you know what? They don't move because they don't have to. What they're really saying and what they're really feeling, they know. So why don't they need a move to prove it? They just know.
Hey guys, thank you so much for listening. I so appreciate it. So if you really believe you're enough, then you will click that button and you will go to the store and get involved. I can lead a horse to water, but I can't make him drink. I have promo codes available if you DM me and follow me on Instagram. Take care, and I will see you soon. Share with a friend.